From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A Florida law that sets new abortion restrictions will take effect tomorrow, July 1st. The legislation will prohibit abortion when it's determined that the fetus is capable of surviving outside the womb. That's the idea of viability. And as Rick Stone reports, it's also why anti-abortion campaigners believe the new law will be hard to challenge.
The new law prohibits all third trimester abortions and even some earlier ones if a doctor determines that the fetus could survive outside the mother's body. There are exceptions to protect the mother's life or health, although not her mental health, and many expect it to reduce the number of abortions that take place in Florida. Activists such as Tawana Amon, leader of Broward County Right to Life, are delighted.
We care about the woman, but we want, if that child has an ability to live outside the womb, we want to give that child a chance.
Viability is a bright line between permissible and prohibitable abortions that the Supreme Court itself established in the historic Roe v. Wade decision. It set up the clumsy trimester system to create a legal presumption that viability occurs at about 24 weeks.
Mind you, Roe v. Wade was decided back in 1973. Medical science has come a long way since then.
Harry Mehad is the chief litigator at the conservative public interest law firm Liberty Counsel. He says the new law continues to honor viability as the Supreme Court did, just with better information.
Now medical science is able to tell us with much more specificity when a baby is viable.
And Mehad says doctors are better able than before to sustain life in extremely premature babies that in the 1970s might not have survived. He says if there's a challenge, courts are likely to find Florida's new law a reasonable and logical extension of Roe v. Wade. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.